This is the verse. It's found in Ezekiel 3:17. Son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. So hear the word I speak and give them warning from me. What did that have to do with me? And then in Isaiah 21:11, watchman, what is left of the night? What this said to me and what our pastors said to us was that the blood of the world, the blood of the unsaved, is on our hands unless we go to them, unless we tell them. How do they know about Jesus? How do they know unless they hear? And this spoke to me mightily. It's a terrible thing to fall into the hands of the living God if you are an unrepentant sinner. And how can you be repentant if you don't know about it? This was not the first time that I heard God's call. The first time I heard it was when I was just a little girl. After World War II, Japan was a broken country. It was broken in many ways, financially, culturally, emotionally, and most of all, spiritually. When General MacArthur and his troops came into Japan, at that time, the people had a history of worshiping their emperor. Their emperor, they believed, was a god. And this was taught and enforced. General MacArthur went to the emperor and he said, "You will go on the radio and you will tell your people that you are not a god." And he did. And that was another spiritual shock to those people who had been raised, steeped in that. The Japanese have a wonderful culture in many ways, but they do not know the God that we worship. They do some now, but many of them are still in darkness, often by preference. The gods that they worship are not just one God. There are many gods. They're all tied up with tradition and nationalism and culture and ancestor worship. Their ancestor worship is not as significant as what there is in South Africa, but it is there. It's a hopeless faith. I remember when my piano teacher's husband passed away, and we just happened to be in the village at the same time that they had a funeral for him. And you could hear the wailing, and it was just hopeless. There was no chance that they were going to see this man again, this loved one. They don't have a God that guides them. They don't have a God that loves them. They don't have a God that answers their prayers. And they, at this time, were a broken people. General MacArthur put out a call to missionaries. He must have been a Christian. I really don't know much about him other than just a few things, but he put out a call to missionaries to the United States, come to Japan. The Japanese people need you. Well, the church was caught off guard. Like the rest of Americans, the church had been focused on winning the war, and all of a sudden, they were being called to go minister to their enemies. Well, they did. They geared up, and many of them went. And my parents were among them. In 1948, they went with three little kids. Mom was pregnant at the time, didn't know it. And when she crossed the ocean, she was very seasick. But the seasickness didn't stop when she got to Japan because she was pregnant. And so she was really quite sick. I remember landing in Yokohama and just a little 5-year-old kid. But I remember the Japanese children were everywhere, and they were in rags, and they looked sick. And my folks had been told, because there was starvation in the country, there was a lack of food, bring enough food for 5 years. Dry goods, canned goods. Can you imagine trying to bring enough food for a family of five and soon to be six for 5 years? Well, they did their best, and they were told, don't tell the people that you have this food, because they would have been stampeded. So they did their very best. Our first home was in the country. And I remember when we moved in, even though I was just a little kid, I have a very vivid memory of having big windows, and there were children all along the windows watching our every move, looking inside our house. We had no privacy. So my mom and dad took blankets and they put them up at the windows, because that was the only way they could have privacy until they got curtains. And so that worked, I guess. There was no indoor toilet in that house. Dad had to make one. Fortunately, he was really good as a builder. We had mice. It was a mess. My folks bought a goat. I'm not sure what that was about. Maybe because my little sister needed goat milk. I don't know. What was funny was that they bought him from a man named Goto-san. And, of course, Goto didn't mean goat in Japanese, so they didn't see the humor in that, but it was funny to us. I remember when the goat butted my little sister Ruth. I thought it was great. And there's funny little things that I remember, like they were given some really hot, spicy pickles. And they took one bite, and that was the end of that. Well, they couldn't throw them out because the Japanese would go through our garbage. So what to do with these pickles? In the middle of the night, they went out and buried them. There were a lot of cultural shocks to my parents. They had to learn the language. For us kids, we thought it was a lark. We got to go out and play with these little Japanese children. It didn't matter that we didn't know the language. Children can communicate, and we did. We learned how to jump rope. We wore wooden shoes just like them. You ought to try jump roping in wooden shoes. That was a trip. And there were a lot of fun things. But the thing that I remember the most, probably that is significant for today, for our talk, is going with my parents out into the villages and passing out Japanese Bibles and Japanese tracts, and wondering if they read them, wondering if it led any of them to Jesus. And at that time, even though I was a little kid, I'd already asked Jesus into my heart, and I understood. And I remember hoping and praying that God had drawn some of these Japanese people to themselves. So even at that young age, I heard the call of Jesus. I still hear it today. Have you heard it? It's the call for the unsaved. And I'm so tickled that Becky, one of our children, not only accepted the faith, but has heard the call and answered it. And I'll turn it over to her now.